Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 13th of July, recording at 7:05 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock market's definitely selling pressure in here today. They're all down, and some fairly substantial declines in here today, right across the boards. Few markets have avoided this, mostly in Asia. And in government bonds, stock markets have been weak enough to push the bonds up, although the performance on the upside, it must be said, has been pretty muted at the long end. And the US dollar has steadied. It's been kind of mixed in here today, actually, for the most part, but slightly steadier here with the Wall Street down, catching a little bit of, or benefiting a little bit from that repatriation of capital, perhaps. Precious metals shrugging off most of the contagion influence here. Remember, I'd said that was a diminishing threat. And we're showing gains on most of the precious metals in here today, modest gains. And the big story, though, and this is a big story, is the strength of crude oil. Now, the chart's been saying all along, I think, that we're going to see an upward break because it had just been ranging in what looked like a typical consolidation. And as I speak, crude oil is at 76.80. That's up 185. That's pushed natural gas up in here today, back up above $6. And influences on the crude oil price, well, there are so many. But I think there's a Nigerian tax story, but probably the Middle East tension is the biggest one. So, where are we here in terms of what's going on overall? Well, still obviously very much in the medium-term correction phase for stock markets. That was the one that was always predicted for by Fuller Money for 2Q and 3Q 2006. And the recent rally that we have seen is now showing clear evidence of a loss of upside momentum, and we're beginning to get some downward breaks out of the small uptrend that had formed following the June reaction lows. And these breaks, downward breaks, or the loss of momentum, the resistance has occurred at technical levels that looked as if they were going to make further upward progress pretty much of a tall order. And crude oil is something that really, since I returned on Monday, I've been talking about this. This is the factor here, one of the factors, and certainly a very important factor here, that was likely to check the stock market rally such as it was. Now, this doesn't represent any kind of big additional dramatic change in the overall outlook. As I've said before, I think this is very much in line with the medium-term forecast that I've been expecting. I've been talking about oil prices breaking higher here, and good heavens, we haven't even had a threat to the refining capacity from hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico region. So we really should be looking for further gains in the oil price. Stock markets won't like this in this environment, where they also are concerned about the interest rate hikes that may still be in the pipeline. And they're concerned about some slowdown in the global economic, in the global economy, and they're concerned about inflationary pressures. Now, I just want to say something about inflationary pressures here right now. You know my view. which has for several years been that central banks had sown the seeds for another long-term inflationary cycle, and that this would start slowly, be barely perceptible, sort of stealth inflation. We would see at least in the manufacturing sector due to globalization, but that it would gradually pick up. And from one sort of 3 to 4 year cycle to the next. In other words, it would unfold in a jagged fashion, very much like a chart of an uptrend. We'd see inflation pick up, move higher than people had seen in recent years, and then subside with slowing GDP growth as often as not, and higher interest rates. But bottom out above levels that we had seen previously, and then in the next upward push, move somewhat higher. That's sort of the rough script that I envisage unfolding over time. But what we do see here in markets, which I find quite interesting, is that some of the commentators who were saying, no, there's absolutely nothing there in terms of inflation, and deflation is really the big problem, have now made a 180 degree turn and are putting out some quite emotional comments on inflation. And I tend to think of that as being a little bit of a contrary indicator. I think that it may well, as Robin Griffiths suggests, and do look at his excellent World Investment Summary. It's one of the best of what's always a good report, which I posted today. But he suggests that this will suit central banks to have people talking a little bit about inflation. Well, that was an interesting point overall. I'm not so sure, because the danger always is that that spills over into some wage pressures. But at any rate, what I'm saying is that I'm seeing some contrary indicators here on inflation, and my script really is that central banks, which have been moving rates higher for really quite some time, are near the end of those increases for this particular phase, because global GDP growth, and not least in the US, is slowing. And if global GDP growth continues to slow, or were to slow sharply in the United States, that could quite possibly spill over into China and other regions. But I don't expect a recession in the US, because I think the Fed will back off well before then, and so I wouldn't expect that much of a slowdown in China or any other country. But the important thing for stock markets right now is that there is a lot of uncertainty around the oil prices pushing higher, as I've just mentioned, and the uncertainty exists over what policies will be regarding interest rates and the corporate profits surprises, and I should put inverted commas around surprises, because they shouldn't really be surprises at all. But my theme recently has been that we would see some disappointments. There would have to be some lower corporate profits here, partly as a reversion to the mean. And corporate profits were so good to really represent what was an unsustainable situation overall. So again, this is all in line with the medium-term correction for stock markets, which I trust will be done and dusted, as they say, by the end of October at the latest. But we will see. And I've written more about this in Comment of the Day in terms of tactics and strategies and so on. So you may want to have a look at that. Now, moving on to the government bonds. This is the type of environment, stock market sell-off days moving above the 1 percentage point figure, that's likely to lift the government bonds overall. But I think it's the only environment really where they can sustain much of a rally. And the fact that government bond prices fell back down to their lows that they had seen a couple of months ago, and in some instances even broke beneath those lows, just does indicate how weak this sector really is overall. As I've said on so many occasions, I'd be delighted to see a sharper rally in government bonds. First, that would please central banks, and that would be good for the equity script, but also it would create another short selling opportunity. Basically, there's just too much supply around for government bonds. People had been discounting deflation, whereas we're in a gradually evolving inflationary cycle, as I've said before. So my only interest in the government bonds is in shorting tired looking rallies. And in terms of the US dollar, the main directional trend is downwards, but there's going to be lots and lots of ranging. And if markets take fright, then that does tend to boost the dollar temporarily, largely because a lot of that US money pushes or well retreats back into the US dollar. Precious metals, secular bull market, and I've been saying really this week that there was the possibility that we would see some contagion selling if we got stock markets weakening quite sharply. In other words, going back and testing the June reaction lows, let alone more. But, and I really do want to emphasize this point, I think that the contagion risk is now much smaller than it was previously, and it may not be that much of a risk at all, and that's because so many of the weak holders were shaken out of this market. And again, we're talking about a secular bull market here. In terms of the industrial metals, I've said all along that the downside risk was limited to medium-term corrections, and really they've been fairly shallow, or where they've been sharper, markets have recovered really quite rapidly overall. Again, this is in line with this secular bull market theme overall. So I certainly don't think we're going to see any collapse in commodity prices. And my goodness, if you go into the chart library and look at the inflation-adjusted charts, you'll see that some of these commodities are really only barely out of the starting blocks. And that applies to the CRB index as well. And I think that's pretty much it. Overall, some of you will be relieved to see natural gas. I mean, okay, this is one swallow doesn't make a summer, but up 300 ticks in here today to $6.90 and 6.090, I should say. But that's without or before any hurricane warning in the Gulf. I suspect that this is going to go back to $10, and that we'll see it in the next few months. But remember, I'm a stale bull here, so you want to allow for that factor. And I'll just wrap up here by saying that now I'm not in tomorrow, and for once, thank goodness, this is not some sort of surgery-related item. But for quite some time, I planned a day off on this Friday because Mrs. Fuller and I have tickets for a couple of operas at Glyndebourne, and we'll be heading out fairly early tomorrow morning. I can't wait. But I'll be back on Monday, and in meantime, all the best to all of you.